Cheers.
I got a little different mix today.
What are you rocking?
7-Up Exotic Cocktails, found only at 313exotic.com, and 1800 Reposado Tequila.
You and your tequila.
That's all I'll drink.
Same for me every week. Tito's, Sprite.
Yeah, I mean,
I switch it up, get Grey Goose every once in a while when I'm feeling expensive. But
I mean, I'll drink Don Julio. I really like to stay away from Casamigos, but like, I guess I'll drink it if it's all that's at the bar.
Your pocket's deep.
No, it's not Detroit pricing, you know. It's not $20 a shot, so it's not too bad.
It's
know?
Cheap, man. Remember Vegas pricing?
Oh, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different tax bracket, you know.
But we're back with another episode. Welcome back to the Unscripted Podcast. My name is Eric.
I'm Alex, in case you've never watched this before.
It's a good chance to have it.
You know, we're welcoming back all new listeners.
All new subscribers.
Yes, like, comment below. Right, yep. Right there.
Right here. Right here.
In there. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot that happened this last week.
It's been, you know, our favorite word, interesting.
Interesting. We're going to piggyback a little bit off of last week's short episode.
Yes.
Short and sweet.
Absolutely. It was hectic week last week, you know. There wasn't really much full statements or facts, I guess you could say, that was out there. So it's kind of hard to make a full statement on it. But now with a lot more information slowly coming out, you can make a better interpretation. But not only that, there's the Olympics going on.
Yep.
We have shit going on between the Secret Service director.
We have football starting next week.
Yes. So all around, there's a lot happening that we want to jump into. Eric, please, let's start off with the Olympics. At least dive us into the Olympics.
Right, let's now start off with something a little bit closer to home, actually.
What was that?
Just because we're not going to talk much about it, but the West Nile virus is back here in Michigan, man.
It's not funny.
We're over here scratching the last hour or two. Alex, look, you hear about this West Nile virus? What are you talking about?
So, yeah, currently in East Detroit, Macomb area. Yeah, east side of Michigan, Macomb area. They have the first outbreak of the Nile virus. It's from mosquitoes.
Yeah.
One person hospitalized so far. Hopefully they contain the shit ASAP.
I don't need it coming to Oakland County.
No, but yeah.
Keep that on the east side. We're good over here.
We don't need any of that, bro. It seems like every time it comes near election time, you know, it gets a little political. Shit gets a little flipped around, everyone starts showing, you know, different colors, not true colors, and it gets very hectic out here.
Yeah.
Me and you were talking about it a lot. You know, there's a lot of shit that's been going on with the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a conspiracist. I love jumping down the rabbit
hole. We know you are. Yep.
Yeah, but there's just been, like, I'm not even the one to mention it or even to bring it up, but like, there's just been symbolizing all throughout the beginning of the Olympics. And, you know, I think it's honestly disgraceful for some of the shit that's been going on.
I agree.
Have you seen a lot of, like, the beginnings of,
so
like,
the opening ceremony? So, I'll be honest, I didn't watch the opening ceremony, but I've seen clips of the opening ceremony to the parts I believe you're talking about.
Yeah, because there's a lot of those on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook.
Exactly.
Twitter.
You don't have to watch TV anymore. You can just find the interesting shit online.
That's the best thing. It's all clipped out for you.
Exactly.
You don't have to see it live anymore.
Exactly. It's very, I don't want to use the word interesting, it's very different from what I was expecting the Olympics to be like, because it's almost like, I mean, it's been everywhere online, but it's almost like they're trying to push, like, an agenda down people's throats.
That has nothing to do with
the Olympics. That has nothing to do with the Olympics at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. And, like, a lot of people, I guess, are standing out and don't want to, like, watch the Olympics with their family anymore. They don't want their kids watching things that have nothing to do with the Olympics.
Or things that they have to explain to them that are
exactly
no reason for them explained during the
Olympics. When their daughter's just trying to watch their figure skating on the Olympics at an Olympic level or whatever, you know?
What we're talking about for people who haven't seen, who haven't watched them, what's been going around. For the open ceremony, the opening scene was how do I best describe it? I don't want to say like a love scene, but it was how a woman was sitting at a restaurant or a bar.
Very weird.
She met a man who met another man. They all became friends, I guess you could say, and started hanging out. Between them hanging out, they had drinks flowing, whatever, and became. So he got taking my breath away. He's like,
so West Nile.
Yeah, he's like, don't even talk about this shit. But, long story short, it was an intro to a threesome. You know, long story short, it was once they get onto the stairwell, all groping and grabbing each other. The girl is making out with the guy. The guy is making out with the guy. The guy is, while he's making out, the guy's grabbing onto the girl. And it's just like all this crazy shit. And it is, ends off onto them running into a room, all three of them, and it closes the door. You know, and it sets like, you know, pretty stern tone of like what they're showing here and what the idea, what they want you, what they want you to have the idea as.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing. After that was the actual opening ceremony where they actually did it. And this is where I'm saying they had a lot of symbolism. The person who came out with the torch, I don't know who
it was. Wasn't it Snoop Dogg?
No. It was definitely not Snoop Dogg. It was a white person for sure. But this person was painted in all metallic, and they were in like a cloak / astronaut suit. And I don't know what they were trying to symbolize, but like eventually after they lit the torch, they went onto some like fake Pegasus. You know, like a Pegasus is like it's like a mythic horse, I guess. Yeah. You could say.
Yeah.
So like they went onto a Pegasus, and the Pegasus ran through the water as they rode through. It was a bunch of weird shit.
Bro, I almost think it was Snoop Dogg.
No, because Snoop Dogg was in the stands when they were doing.
Because I read something online that he was the one holding the torch for the opening ceremony.
No, I don't think anything about that. But I heard everyone I've asked if they watch Olympics, like, no, but I saw Snoop Dogg there.
Snoop Dogg was everywhere, man.
What the fuck? But on top of that, Eric, are you familiar with the Final Supper?
Yeah.
So for the people who don't
went to catechism.
See, I'm a Jewish kid, and I even know about it. It's serious. Because in my opinion, like I'm a huge history freak.
Uh-huh.
So if you ever get the chance, and not you personally, but anyone else, just study that picture. Mm. Really look at it from an outsider looking at
it. It's a good chance a lot of them have already seen it, too. It's everywhere.
100%, but a lot of people have never physically... Like, people have seen what's going on, and they know the story, but people don't really look at the picture and acknowledge what's happening.
Right.
And if you really look at it, that there's... I believe two women at the table when there's only supposed to be one. There's someone who's whispering in someone's ear. There's someone who's ready to stab someone in the back. There's a lot of different things that are happening in this picture on who has what food.
Oh, you mean like analyze this photo deep?
Yes. And this is an old photo, and it's not just...
It's like an original.
My point. You know, so like this is... I have a lot of deep theories about that kind of stuff. You good over there?
I got the West Nile, bro. I swear to God.
Let's keep it over there, not over here. Like, keep it on your east side, okay? But, what I'm getting at is that they mimicked and mocked that Final Supper.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really sure on who was sitting there, but in my opinion, it looked like a lot of queers, transgenders, and all those kind of things that they were trying to represent. It was demons, freaks, people in costumes, all this kind of stuff. And it almost seemed as if like a representation of like, God accepts all of us. Like, you know, like we're okay for doing this.
Right.
Ironically enough, on the first night of the Olympics, whole city of Paris went dark. Everything.
Photo pop up right now.
Please pop up.
All right, come back. Crazy. Crazy.
But like I'm saying, bro, I can't believe that all the city is shut down besides one place.
And there was a Catholic church on the hill,
yes,
right?
I don't know how to pronounce the name. I don't want to butcher it. We'll pop it up what the name was. Yep. But it was the one church looking over. It was on top of a hill.
Looking over Paris.
Yes, looking down on the whole city. And it was the only place in the whole city that had all of its power. Eric, I'm not a big spiritual person. I'm not a big religious person. But if I've ever seen a thing of I'm real, that was it. I've had enough of this mockery. I've had enough of this foolery. I'm going to show you what kind of power I still have. And I think that's just, you know, my mom's one of those spiritual kind of people. And she's like, you know, I think one of these days God's going to come down and punish everyone for all their sins.
He's
you
been know? Punishing everyone.
I think so, too. And I think this is where it's really going to start to show is that, like, biblical shit is really popping off at a peak right now.
Right.
People who really study the Bible and like look at this kind of stuff.
It's like repeating history right now.
Yes, and they're shitting their pants because like this is a lead up to the end. You know, the end of a civil, like whatever it is. You know, I don't know obviously, but
right
as you said, history repeats itself. Whether it's from 100 years ago or 5,000 years ago, somewhat of it repeats itself.
I mean, look at the economy. It just constantly repeats itself.
Absolutely, every 10 years.
Yeah.
They say 13.
10, 20 years.
Yeah, they say every 13 years. That's the statistical breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, things just repeat themselves. It's the way of life. It's a weird cycle that we're stuck in.
I want to hop into a little bit more about the Olympics. Belize, very low-key country. I was watching the video of they had a parade happening on the lake.
This makes no sense to me, man.
No, it doesn't, because there's a parade happening on the lake, and it's like it's showing off each country, and like, you know, like for example, they had like USA on one side of the boat, China on another side of the boat, and someone else in the middle. So they try to bring up the boat as much as they can, make it useful for everyone. Belize passed by, Eric. There's literally one person.
How big is Belize as a country? Maybe we should look this up
before. I mean, it's not tiny, but like enough to produce at least more than one
Olympic.
Yeah, Olympic athlete. Nominee. Population is it's around 13 million, maybe a little bit more.
Oh wow, that's a lot more actually than I was expecting.
Yeah, it's a good amount, you know, like it's.
Yeah, for the only have one, they should have at least three or four. I thought you were gonna say like there was like a million people, and I was like, no, oh, okay, one makes it's sense, then small. You know,
it's not but that like small.
13. I mean, statistically though, if you look at that, that's probably about average.
No.
How many people are in the United States?
You want to know how many people came into that from the Olympics?
How many people are at the Olympics versus how many people are in the United States? So I think there's like 200.
That's not a fair. Okay. So, wow, that's crazy. 3333.
Yeah. Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
Okay. So, American entered the 20 with 642 entries, a total of 592 athletes.
592 athletes. So do that 333 million divided by 592. So based off our population in the United States, one out of every 563,000 people born make it to the Olympics.
Okay.
That's what I was just trying to figure out. Okay. Just like a broad number.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Yeah, so based off of that math, they should have at least five or six
people. 10 people.
Yeah.
At least 10 people, Eric. That's
and then we have one.
That's the thing. Everyone was like, "It's so sad."
And isn't he one of those
a rower? I have no idea exactly what his position was. What I'm more curious about, Eric, personally, North Korea. No one really talks about them because you don't ever really get to see them.
We're not 100% sure, but this might be their first time at the Olympics in a long time.
So, here's my theory. I think they.
That was just do it.
Okay. Yeah, I just can't believe that North Korea is there. Me personally, I thought they were banned because Russia and a couple other countries got caught for using steroids.
Okay.
And I believe that they were one of them.
It's going to be a dumb question, but is Russia still banned? I don't think so. Are they?
I have not heard a word about them, nor have I seen anything about them.
Okay.
So, excuse me. Especially, I think, with what's going on right now, I don't think they were invited.
That would make sense because there is runners from the...
From Ukraine?
Yes, I couldn't think of
that. So, yeah, I don't think they would invite them, to be completely honest, because of the conflict and all that.
Okay.
So, like I was saying, though, about North Korea being there, they're in it. They, from what I understand, I could be completely wrong. They're one of the top countries in the world that has the most world records at the Olympics.
No.
No?
No, I literally just watched a video about this yesterday. You mean medals, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
World records.
Okay, I thought you were talking about gold medals.
No. America's one of the most.
They have like 2,900 or something. And that's like double the amount.
I'm listening.
It's like double the amount of the next runner-up country, which I believe is like China or... Ask, how if they haven't been at the Olympics in a long time, how could they hold the most world records?
That's a great question, to be honest. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Because I haven't heard anything about North Korea at the Olympics since, I mean, at least that I can recall.
I mean, in 1988, they won 54 gold medals.
Yeah, man, that was 60 years ago now, almost.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
Was that the last time they were there?
It's not showing me anything. I see 1991, I see 2000s.
So there would have been 2004, there would have been 2008.
Open figure skating trophy, but placing 15th in 2017 world champions.
So they go. Not a lot of people.
No, but probably. I think that was the last time, because I think they got banned for...
Well, Alex, that was the last time the Winter Olympics happened.
My point. So, you know, it makes sense.
Because they do them every 4 years. So they do summer once in the 4 years.
So they're probably banned from summer, and then they were banned from winter.
2017, 2018,
2021. Yeah, and then now...
No, it can't be every 4 years because that wouldn't even make sense.
Or maybe you switch it up. I don't know. But I'm just... besides the point, what I'm getting at is that I think it's very interesting on how they're there to compete. They're how under the most strict regulations ever, because not only is the government afraid of them speaking out and saying how like life really is over there, they're terrified of them running away and never coming back, and then really spilling the beans. Because there's been a few people who have escaped from North Korea, but it's been at a deep cost. You know, they're looking over their shoulder left and right. They were almost killed during the process. You know, it was a long procedure throughout it all. They lost some of their family members. So I'm curious to see on where they place and what, how they do, and kind of like just how it goes. Because everyone's asking, like, why are they there in the first place? Well, you got to remember, Kim Jong-un's all about a power front, that we have healthy people, we have strong people, this, that. So if he can show that we can win at least one kind of medal, it'll be nuts.
Are they even close to winning like a medal, though? I haven't heard much about them besides...
I've not heard or watched at all. Okay. All I know is I saw that Michael Phelps saw a video of a Australian swimmer, a woman from the swim team, talking mad shit.
And then went out and won.
Yeah, and he was like, I'll show you what it's like to be an American.
Bro, you know who I was watching on TikTok last night?
What?
Crazy gymnast, Simone Biles.
She's done. She's not in the Olympics anymore.
What do you mean? I just watched her last night.
She's still in it?
Yeah.
I thought she retired.
No, bro. 27 years old.
I know. She's...
Bro, they showed her on the mat. You know how they do like that thing where they go back and forth?
Of course.
Her head... She, mind you, she's only 4'7".
I thought 4'11".
4'11". She's not bigger than 5 feet tall, though. Her head was 12 feet above ground level. That's what I'm saying, bro.
That's mobility right there.
Bro, and to only be 4'7", or 4'11", whatever, call it 5 foot.
Before 5 foot,
yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts. That's motion. That's real motion right there.
She deserves those gold medals.
So, I want to jump into a different sports topic, like you were saying. We got football season starting up this Thursday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it Thursday already, bro?
Well, today's Tuesday. Well, today's Monday, for real.
Wednesday's August.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Thursday, yeah. Thursday.
Where are we going to watch a game? Thursday night football is back, baby. Pop it up, Thursday night football. But we lit. We here. We now. We active.
We're going to have a party in the office.
We can. We got everything set up now, so we can really get active here.
Yeah.
We might have a podcast coming out Thursday, you know. We can film a second one on Thursday.
We should try to.
Live stream?
Mm.
What are we going to do?
That's what I was thinking.
Afterwards, we'll talk about it. Okay. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, August 1st.
August 1st, yeah.
I'm not sure what time. I believe it's
a Thursday night game, so it's going to be 100%? In the evening. Yeah. Okay, I didn't see it the other day. Don't quote me on who's playing.
No, I know exactly who's playing. It's going to be the Texans, and it's going to be the Chicago Bears.
Oh, that's going to be a good game, yes, bro.
Yes, because if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time the NFL switched up how the division works. So there's going to be new games of teams that have never played before.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying they switched the division. Like matchups that we don't typically see. Exactly. Yeah. Like we're playing the Bills or something at home.
Exactly. Yeah. So shit like that. Or like Ravens might play like Niners midseason. You know, like on some random shit.
I don't know, being it's the first game, first NFL debut, I don't know. Do you think Caleb Williams will start on Thursday? A lot of teams over the last 2 years have been playing the starters preseason.
What I'm interested in is see how J.J. McCarthy does, because everyone's been dogging on him at camp. He's been throwing interception after interception at camp. And everyone's reaction is, he beat Ohio twice, I don't care what he does with the Vikings. And then everyone else says there's a reason why he's third string.
No, he's going to be second string behind Sam Donaldson. I saw that.
But right now he's third.
But a lot of people don't understand is J.J. McCarthy declared for the draft a month before the NFL draft. Like, a lot of people thought he was going to go back to Michigan next year.
100%.
Like, he wasn't talked about all year
long. I'm surprised the Lions didn't try to snatch him up as a backup. Because did Goff get an extension?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
$270 million,
we
remember?
Talked about this. Yep. You're right.
You want to know who else just got a $270 million extension?
Ooh.
Jordan Love for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, bro, he's a scrub, bro. He's a fucking scrub. I'm not a fan of him at all.
I'm not either. But no, we got Hendon Hooker. Remember we drafted him last year?
I like this TJ, or not TJ. Tyrion Arnold is who we drafted.
Yes.
I'm excited to
he's
see
how. He's a cornerback.
Yes, I'm excited to see how he plays.
You said safety, you had me all confused, bro. Quarterback, safety, there's a difference,
we'll
all right,
up,
man?
Don't worry, we'll clean it up. But yeah.
I'm excited about him.
I think he's a beast. He's sick.
I mean, Holmes hasn't disappointed on the draft picks, man.
Who?
Holmes, Brad Holmes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has not disappointed the last 2 years on draft picks. 3 years, actually, now.
No, 100%. I think...
his first year, bro, he took St. Brown and Sewell,
mm-hmm.
which both just got hundreds of millions of dollars extensions. Hey. Second year, he took Gibbs. He took, at 12, everyone thought Gibbs was a bust, if you remember.
No, 100%.
He took Brian Branch.
Lit.
Beast. Yeah. Who else? He took Jack Campbell last year, which he didn't have a great season, but he'll be a beast.
No, Branch is doing decent.
Yeah, Branch is killing it, though. And then they took Hendon Hooker, which is our backup QB out of Tennessee.
I barely even heard of him.
That's because he was injured last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we Goff didn't go down once last year.
No,
think
no,
about
I feel
it.
That.
Yeah.
No, I feel that.
And then this year, who'd we draft? We drafted...
Well, so we got Tyrion Arnold.
We got Arnold.
We got someone else.
We got another cornerback, too. I think later in the draft.
Don't remember. But...
And then they just picked up that kicker.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, everyone's top comment is it's not like we go for field goals anyways. So...
Well, that's because they didn't trust our kicker. He couldn't make a 50-yarder. How can you go for field goals where you can't even make a 50-yarder, man?
Eric, that's not a fair comparison.
Yes, it is.
No, it's... Eric... Go out there and make a 20-yarder.
I could. I used to kick in high school.
Cap.
Swear to God.
Cap.
Swear.
I'll put 20 on you.
We'll go to Wild Lake Northern this weekend.
We can.
You have it. You're gonna hold the ball.
Yes.
I'm gonna kick a field goal.
Yes.
I at least get one warm up though, because like obviously it might take me a second. I haven't
one warm up, and then that's your kick.
Kicked a ball in 5 years, bro.
They heard it here live.
I used to, not in high school, but middle school.
Okay, well, I want to hop off the sports topic for a second. Like you said, we both said in the beginning, we really couldn't really tell much information from what was happening between Trump, this Secret Service director. I'm sorry for, I called her the CIA director. I had to wait.
I was like, what is it?
I had a little mix up as a Secret Service director.
Yeah.
Who's not part of the CIA. She's part of Homeland Security.
Correct.
But
there
in
we
my
go.
Opinion, it's all interlooped into some way.
Bro, CIA is, I think, way more advanced than Homeland Security. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Thank you.
CIA deals with, like, the aliens and shit. But that's a different topic, different day.
So it's a lot more information that's came out. CIA, Secret Service Director has stepped down. It sounds similar. Secret Service Director has officially stepped down after, I believe it was 11 days into the investigation. There's either 10 or 11 days into the investigation. It was a day or two after.
And after both parties basically had to
force her to
step down.
Yes.
Which I was listening to, because I like to listen to the radio in the morning sometimes. Now I was listening to like Charlamagne the God. And they were, same question me and you had, why didn't they just fire her?
They can't. That's the thing. On stuff like that, when you get voted in, you can't just, like, you're fired. That's why Trump's whole joke is, you're fired, you know.
But, like, there should be a process, like, that they can get her out in a week.
There is, but it's not by the people. It's by the people who elected her.
Oh.
And that's why, like, when you were younger, you always heard, be careful who you elect, because the people you elect the people... who, like, they elect.
That's a whole nother topic, too, because the people that we don't vote for are the people that actually matter in this country.
Absolutely. You know, that's absolutely...
They're the people making all these laws.
That's what
they're
saying.
But we're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
The senators and all that?
Yeah.
Very important people.
And people don't really care about those
absolutely
elections.
Absolutely not, but those are the most important people.
Yep.
But, it's very interesting to see on... she stepped down. She's done. She should never have been in that position in the first place.
So does she get, like, criminally charged?
No, she has no charges whatsoever.
It's basically just like...
At least for now. I would not be surprised if the person who, I'm sorry, who lost his life.
Sues her or something.
Yes, for a civil, for what's it called, for like a.
Mishandling or something.
Whatever it is, for fees.
Not handling it right.
And, stuff fees, like that. But fees. Now.
The funeral costs.
Yeah, and, FBI is now handling the investigation. There's still more information coming out daily, and there's still information that the people will not, or that the government will not answer.
Right.
Because
only them don't have to answer questions.
My point, you know, so it's the biggest thing for them right now is that they need to restore faith between people and the government. And in my opinion right now, it's at an all-time low. This is where people have the least amount of faith or trust or hope and whatever.
You know? I agree to disagree also.
In what sense?
Like, I think a lot of people have lost hope in, like, the protection of our country, in a sense.
Yeah.
But
I think out of an even more broader aspect, that it's just about when you pay your taxes, you don't see anything get done with it, right?
Right.
So I think that's one thing, right? Like, right. We lived in Michigan. They've been working on 696 for 13 years.
They've been working on every fucking road for 6 years. You have to detour to detour to detour right now in our state.
My point. So
But
it wasn't like that 10 years ago.
Right. But they're fixing it, right?
Right, but my point. But they've been fixing
it. But they've been fixing it. But to our standpoint, they're doing something with the money just. The consumer, us, we expect shit to happen overnight nowadays.
No, I don't want
to
happen overnight.
I know. I'm not saying me and you, but like,
if you said done in 2025, it should be done by at least 2026.
Right, I agree with you 100%.
Like, this new bridge that they're working on, I don't know how, but they did it in literally 9 months.
Right, and the expected finish date was like 2026.
Yeah, and now it's next year of October. And now it's next year summer.
Which makes no sense because the bridge is finished. Why did they have to wait to October? But
it's done.
That's besides the point. But then again, like, a lot of the times you can't blame the people working on the road because shit gets held up in court. Permits get held up for months, so you can't work without a permit.
Absolutely.
For instance, like the bridge, it's finished, but they're not going to open it until October.
Eric, especially on international water. Yeah. This is not like Mississippi.
Half the workers, Canadian. Yeah. Half the workers.
There's a spot where they can't cross.
Yeah. But, and you might not know this, but that's the busiest cross entrance into Canada.
Yes, I do know that. That I do know. Other than Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
Yes, because not Washington, D.C. Washington above California.
Yes, 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 yes. I was thinking Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. I was like, and Niagara is really busy, yes, too.
Buffalo.
But this one is the busiest because there's people that come back and forth from Windsor every day to go to work in the city.
Absolutely. Some of the smoke shop owners that I deal with, it's very amazing to me, but that's where their wives are from.
Yeah.
Is from Windsor.
Quebec or a bunch of places in Canada.
So I'm like, how does that work? They're like, we make it work.
You trying to go?
Yeah, we can go right after this. All right, guys, we'll see you later. I want to touch on one final topic, you know, so with me personally, Eric, you know, I'm dealing with, I have a distributor that I talked to all the way in Japan, great close friend of mine, he's a good guy, and nationality-wise, he's Mexican heritage, he's Spanish.
Mexican,
and so he grew up in Mexico, you know, has all the heritage and family there and all that. And we always like to talk about just like shit that's happening behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And it's very interesting to see on what's still happening with the cartel out there. So for the people who know, it's Pablo Escobar, right?
No. Chapo.
Oh, okay. El Chapo. Okay. My bad. Thank
Pablo
you.
Pablo Escobar has been dead.
Okay. I always get them confused.
Yeah.
So El Chapo, everyone believes that he was the head mastermind behind the Sinaloa cartel. Whatever you look up on Google, it's not the truth. I will tell you right now, I promise you, that was like the publicity stunt, the star.
It's the front man.
Yeah, that's the poster boy. That's the one that we put up there and say, look at him. That's why they made movies about him, shows about him. When you're a real gangster moving billions of dollars of drugs, you want your face nowhere to be seen.
Right.
Okay? So there was someone who worked above El Chapo. And his name was El Mayo. I forget what that translates into Spanish, but I tell you right now. Give me 1 second.
I think they co-founded the cartel together.
Look it up real quick. El Mayo, I don't remember what it means. Eric's going to find out here in a second. But he is supposedly the co-founder, or in my opinion, the head leader of the Sinaloa cartel. El Chapo's son got El Mayo arrested in the United States 2 days ago.
This makes no sense.
What does it say? May. That's it.
I don't know.
The May?
The Mayo means the eldest.
Oh, so he could, yeah, that's what it could be.
But again, it could be encrypted into something that we have no clue about.
Yeah. But yes, so El Mayo was pretty much set up by El Chapo's son, is from what I'm understanding, I'm gathering. El Chapo's son told him that we have potential to go find new property out in Mexico. We can use it as a grow up. We can use it as a villa. We can do whatever the fuck we want with it. It's great land. We got to go get it.
Right.
Somehow El Chapo's son got the pilot to divert the plane, instead of going to Mexico. They landed in El Paso, Texas. Is that what you said?
San Antonio, maybe?
Somewhere in Texas.
Somewhere in Texas, yeah.
Somewhere in Texas. As El Mayo got up, he was like, let's go hop out the plane, get in the car. He opens up the pilot opens up the thing, and El Mayo hops out. He's maybe looking down 50 barrels from the CIA, FBI, ATF, all of the above. One of the biggest secure arrests in the world, you know?
Which is crazy, because...
But yeah, tell us. We're doing a little further research on it.
One of El Chapo's sons got arrested recently.
It's his eldest.
And got What's that word? Extradited to United States in Texas.
Because of how much of a threat he is.
Correct. So, but El Chapo has a couple different sons that are very high rank members of the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah, the Sinaloa cartel.
To my understanding, and the knowledge I found on the internet, is that El Mayo or El Mayo's son actually is one of the people that snitched on El Chapo in 2019 and gave up his location. And got him back incarcerated.
Yep, on the second time when he escaped.
Because when he escaped, and he was...
He escaped two times.
Yeah, he escaped early 2000 and was out until like 2017, yep. And then escaped in 2017 and was found again in 2019.
And so, me and Eric were talking about this, and we think this is the final get back. He was like, you know, my pops is done for life, and I might as well be too. So,
and his brother.
Yeah, so if we're all done, oh, you're going down with us.
Because I had never heard of this guy until...
No, because that's what I was saying. Like, my guy grew up in Mexico, and this is like
the top dog.
Yeah, like, if you know, right? And like I was telling you, Eric, you know, I don't want to get on conspiracies, but this is where it actually makes sense. El Mayo has never been seen other than maybe... Other than 4 or 5 people.
Never been arrested.
Has no criminal history. Technically, he's a ghost because El Mayo is not even existent. You know, like, if you look up his real name, like... There's old records of him, so he could change his whole perspective from now. I don't think that was him, Eric.
See, it's hard to say because I don't know what he looked like before.
It's like a shot in the dark
to even say that it wasn't him, you know?
Absolutely. There's so many things that you could be
there's
like.
There's only a couple people that are going to know if that's him or not.
My whole thing is on how you'll know is that if you slowly start to see bodies come up in that area or if one of them died in jail.
Bro, they got that. They don't even. I don't even think they know where. Like the general public doesn't even know where El Chapo's house is.
And if they do,
to my knowledge, it's in like. So, I'm sure you know this, but there's like a super maximum secure prison in Colorado in the mountains.
Yes.
And I think that's where they have El Chapo held up.
So, for example, did you ever watch Kung Fu Panda as a kid?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna remember anything about it.
Okay, so there was a guy that Master Shifu. Master Shifu was this small little guy. He had like an enemy was that tiger or someone. And that guy was in a maximum security jail. That was like 1,000 stories down within a cell inside of a cell inside of a cell inside of a cell that had 1,000 archers on him, and on top of the 1,000 archers was 1,000 warriors and all that shit. That's exactly what I think of when
Look, they put El Chapo in a regular prison. In the United States, what happened? This motherfucker dug a tunnel 3 miles under the border into the closest building
into a little
in Mexico
condo that they bought. Yeah.
Then disappeared for 2.5 years.
Absolutely. There you go. I think we hit some great topics today. We hit it strong today. guys, next week, tune in. We're going to be hitting strong. Thursday, we're coming back. Well, no, we're not coming back.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Let me rephrase. Thursday is going to be first day of preseason. We're going to be slapping those bets. We'll be posting our bets onto the Unscripted Podcast
on Instagram. Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Tune in. Unscripted Podcast Instagram. We will have our bets posted, and we'll have them ready and available. Trail us, follow us, and tag us. And let's secure this money. Thank you for tuning in. We're here live, and we're clocking out.
Cheers.
Cheers. Got nothing.